Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. At today's program, we have the praise team singing Shout to the Lord, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled For His Glory, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 through 25.
All of my days, I want to praise. speaking on a message pertaining to For His Glory. And I'm in the book of Genesis chapter 1 again, chapter 14 through 25. So we are making some progress here. We're not back on Genesis 1. Amen. But I want you to get something straight here that's taken from Genesis 1, that there is one God. Now, in that God, there's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what we know as the Trinity or the Triune God. But there's one God. And even in a world that we're living in today that ignores and disputes and doesn't believe and does everything to try to discredit and to destroy what we believe in our faith and what the Word says, I want you to know today, it really doesn't make any difference whether people believe or not. It will make a difference one day. But it's not going to stop the fact that God is still God and there's one true living God. Amen. So creation is purposeful today, and it's designed by God, and it's designed by God to bring glory to Himself. And so you realize this, creation doesn't exist without God. By the way, you don't exist without God either. Folks can deny that there's a God, but guess whose earth they're living on? Guess whose oxygen they're breathing? I mean, today there is an awesome and mighty God today. And you and I exist today, and we exist because of God. And to thank God that we have that promise for Him today, that He has made us, formed us in His image. So the opening statement of Genesis 1 today is really the foundational truth of the entirety of the Bible. And yes, I will say it, in the beginning God. In the beginning God. If you take that out, see, that's why I'm on this little mini-series that's developed into that, that actually I was going to preach one Sunday on the book of Genesis, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and that was going to be it. Well, God said there's more to it, and as we start exploring and looking and developing, God was revealing more things and how the whole Bible just opens up. So many times we just read that and we think, oh yeah, that's kind of like John 3:16. You know, everybody knows it. But you know, the unfortunate part is we know the verse, but we don't know the author of the verse. And we don't know the message that the author is trying to give us and what he's saying in his word. So realizing this today, because of in the beginning God, we have hope today. Thank the Lord. We have hope. This world's messed up. I mean, folks, listen, our nation is messed up. I mean, we are in a moral decline. We just get so many problems and issues that we're facing on our, as a nation. And we're going through so many difficulties, and we're going through a liberal media that's trying to destroy everything that our nation stands for. I'm convinced today the biggest enemy America has today is the media. Amen. To try to discredit and to destroy our nation. Now listen, friend. We got a God who's still in control. It's not who's in the White House that's important. It's who's on the throne that's important. And our God is still on the throne, and He is doing great and mighty things. And I'm glad today I've got not only a hope, but the Word describes it as that we've got a blessed hope. Amen. Something we can embrace in our hearts and our lives that's real to us today, that we know that's from God. So hope then, not only a hope today that things are going to improve, get better, and we got a heavenly home we're going to, but also today hope in a recreation. Wait a minute. What do you mean recreation? God's going to come back and make another earth and all this stuff? No, I'm telling you today, the recreation is when we are remade. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. See, you're sitting in a church today, but that does not make you a Christian. You can even have brought a Bible in here today. That does not make you a Christian. You could have shaken my hand today. That's not going to make you a Christian, I promise you. But what makes you a rebirth Christian, what brings about this recreation, is the fact that you see yourself as you really are, as we all have been. That we are sinners apart from the grace of God. But God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So then we can receive this rebirth. You must be born again, Jesus said to Nicodemus. And I don't know your spiritual state of your life today, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's a fact, you're not going to make heaven without Jesus. And if you don't know Him as your personal Savior, you're dying in your sin. You don't know the day that you may have to face your judge. You don't know when death will come knocking at your door. You don't know when you will die. Now, you know one date that you have been given, and that's your birth date, because you're here, you're alive, and you got a birth date. And we may forget it sometimes, but you still have a birth date. But more importantly, too, also, not only do you have a birth date, but you're going to have a death date. And this span of time, from the time that you were born into this world to the time that you died, is a stage of preparation. That if you don't know Christ, you're going to die in your sins and you're literally going to go to hell. And you will never see the beauty and the splendor and never enjoy all the majesty of heaven. Folks, listen. This life is so short. We must know that we know Christ. We must know that we have experienced the recreative act of God in our spirit and in our hearts and our lives, because that's what brings redemption and that's what brings salvation. So if you can't accept today in the beginning God, you can't accept the rest of the Bible. I'm emphatic about that. If you can't believe, I mean, we've got skeptics today that are trying to destroy the very value of the creative acts of God, but you realize it's in the beginning God created and God made and what God did. Here's a beautiful picture of the salvation that God does within our heart that declares there is a God who today will save your soul. So if you can't accept this in the beginning God, you're going to have trouble with the rest of the entirety of the Bible. Genesis is not a book of myths, legends, nor poetry. It is the Word of God. And it's a part of the Word of God. Just because it's Old Testament doesn't mean that it's under the Mosaic law. Listen, it is Old Testament and it is a part of. But let me tell you what, it's still a part of God's entirety of His Word. And you've got to apply the entirety of God's Word to your life. This is the true account of the origin of the human race. And by the way, you're in it. And I'm in it. And we've got to learn today that it's God today who is our helper. It's interesting today that the book of Genesis today is the hottest battleground of all the Bible. Really, it is. We have within the ranks of the church, I'm talking about outside the ranks of the church, and even sometimes it's found in the ranks of the church, that Genesis becomes, and the creative acts of God becomes a battleground. Because people won't believe, and they try to come up with every other scheme and idea that today that discredits God's Word. Well, you look back, there's been the guy that is named Charles Darwin. And there's been many unbelievers and skeptics and infidels and doubters that have tried to levy their rhetorical artillery against Genesis 1, in the beginning God, and all the creative acts of God. So the world came to be just as God declared in His Word that it happened. You may not understand it, and it's not important that you do. It's just important that you believe it and that you trust this God of creation. So let's establish some facts. And I established this fact with you last week, and I'm not going to re-preach what I preach, but I want to reestablish and take you a little bit deeper into this, that the book of Genesis has two major sections. One is what is called the prologue. And in the prologue, there's basically four major events. There's creation. We see that, and we're not going to rehearse that again on you today. Not only do we see that, but we see then the fall of man. That man sinned. Adam and Eve sinned. And because of that, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Third, there was a flood where God judged the sin. And then we find there is another place that is called the Tower of Babel that's reflective of the way that man's trying to get to God, that is called religion. And folks, religion won't do it, but redemption will. Amen. And then there's a second thing, is it's called not only the prologue, but also the basic narrative that contains four great individuals that we find as hallmarks of God's Word. Great men that were used of God, that brought about the truth of God's Word. There was the man that we know who was the friend of God, and the man of faith who was called Abraham. Then there was the man that was called Isaac.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.